Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Many books have been written and numerous sermons preached about Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus. It is seen as one of the most pivotal events in the early history of Christianity, critical to the Gentile mission in which Paul was so instrumental. It is one of those biblical accounts that we all know well from our Sunday school days. Individuals who have had a sudden, memorable conversion are even said to have had a Damascus Road experience. But was Paul really converted on the road to Damascus? I think not. Before you condemn me as a higher critic espousing the new perspective on Paul, I would suggest that you listen to Acts, not only here, but in the two other accounts of this event, which features Paul's conversion no less than three times in Acts. As you hear this account, just a moment ago, of Saul's conversion read from Acts chapter 9, you did not hear of a conversion on the road to Damascus. This account is nothing like the conversion we heard of yesterday in Sunday's gospel reading from John 9, where a blind man that Jesus healed is kicked out of the synagogue. Jesus finds him, that blind man, and reveals himself as the Son of Man, so that that blind man who now sees physically and spiritually confesses Jesus to be Lord and worships him. In Acts 9, we have Paul as the synagogue authority going after Jews who confess Jesus as Lord in Damascus, being found by Jesus before he arrives in that city. Paul recognizes that he is confronted by the Lord, and he asks, "Who are you, Lord?" What threw Paul was when the Lord, in that bright heavenly light, identified himself as Jesus, and Jesus identified himself with his own suffering body, the church. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." These are not gospel words leading the way to conversion. They are words of condemnation that led Paul to the biggest uh-oh moment of his life. And Jesus' other words sound more like those spoken to a prisoner than to a future apostle. "But rise, enter the city, and you will be told what to do." Unlike the blind man who received sight physically and spiritually, Saul's spiritual blindness also becomes physical darkness, blindness. Does this sound like conversion? Is there a confession and worship of Jesus on the road? Definitely not. No, not on the road to Damascus. The next 3 days in Damascus, while we are not told the details, probably were among the darkest of Paul's life, both literally and spiritually. He probably reflected more on his own sinful blindness during those 3 days than we ever do on any 40-day Lenten journey or even during our lifelong pilgrimage. He was like a man living under a death sentence, anticipating the execution that he deserved, neither eating nor drinking in such a distraught state. He was now realizing that all of his zeal to be obedient to the Lord had been idolatry because he had rejected the Lord incarnate in Jesus and manifest in his body, the church. Does this sound like conversion? Acts gives no evidence of gospel in these days. Although Scripture does not reveal what went through Paul's mind with any specificity, it's probable that Paul's understanding of himself as chief of sinners is from these dark days. It was like being buried alive, He was a man who recognized his spiritual deadness, who probably saw his fate as solely divine punishment. It was Paul going through his personal black hole to see the galactic size of his sin. It was his prelude to hell that he expected and deserved. So where is the conversion? It is found in the gospel that Jesus delivered, not through seeing Jesus on the road, not through speaking on the road, but the gospel Jesus delivered in Damascus 3 days later through Ananias. Jesus was sent by the Father, who sent forth apostles, including sending forth Ananias, in spite of Ananias' own hesitation. Jesus says, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and sons of Israel." Paul's conversion resulted from the gospel delivered in the words, the hands, and the baptism of Ananias, who laid his hands upon Paul, saying, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight, arose, and was baptized. Did you hear it? Brother Saul, did you hear it? Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Did you hear it? He was baptized. Paul went from no food or water in his dark death row to a seat at the Christian table as a baptized brother and fellow worker. Paul experienced grace upon grace, not on the road, but in Damascus. Rather than the hell he deserved, he was given heaven because while he was ungodly and enslaved in sin, Jesus had died for him and had joined Paul to that atoning death in his baptism. The baptism here in Damascus, not on the road. Here is the conversion of Paul. In Damascus, with gospel proclaimed and poured out. Lent is a time to reflect not only upon our sin, but more importantly, to rejoice that we have been joined to the death and resurrection of Jesus, where our sin has been fully and totally dealt with by our Lord Jesus Christ, once and for all. We don't need to go to the darkness that Paul experienced in those 3 days, or any of us experienced before our conversion in baptism. We view our sin in the light of Jesus cleansing us in baptism, converting us in baptism. Our past guilt need no longer chase us. It was buried with Christ, who lives the victor. Lent is also a time to realize that there are many, like Paul, like us, before our conversion, who are blind in their own version of false religion, or who have even wandered away from the grace of their baptism. May Paul's conversion always remind you of the riches of God's grace given in baptism, that have opened our eyes to behold the glory of God in the face of the crucified and risen Jesus. And may his conversion always remind you that no matter what your past, that you too are a chosen vessel whom he will lay his hands upon you so that you may be a witness to his name, to Gentiles here and all over the world, so that their eyes too may be opened to behold Jesus as the glory of God, the Lord of all. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.